pass away. All right, let's grab the blower. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock with the grease. And lumbering my way through another day. Good morning.
Grease.
Yes.
Hey, how come so many men in the United States have sex problems?
Why is that? I don't think that many people do.
I'm one of them.
Well, what's your problem?
I don't know.
What is your sex problem? Spell your guts. This is Johnny Bulky. You can talk to me. Tell me what your problem is.
She don't give it up.
Well, that's not your problem. That's her problem. Right?
Well, not actually.
Who is this she person you speak of?
My wife.
And she refuses to allow you marital congress?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's terrible. Have you got kids?
Yeah, one.
And ever since then, she has been less than enthusiastic.
You said it.
Well, I don't know what you can do about that. If you didn't like to hobble, you get along good otherwise?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, then I guess she's going to have to put up with it.
But I love to hobble.
Yeah. The age-old dilemma, sir. You have to find out if that relationship is important to you. There's a new book out you may want to read about. In the USA Today, there's an article that may shake the rafters of relationships. Well, people are always saying, how do you keep the spark alive in a marriage? And they always come up with ideas about, you know, be spontaneous, buy weird outfits to wear, try to hobble in unusual places. Well, you go ahead and buy the USA Today, sir. And they say, according to this new book, keeping the sparks alive can burn out a marriage. This book says, passion lasts 3 months maximum. The kind of passion where, you know, you're hobbling on kitchen counters, floors, staircases, swinging off the chandelier. He says you can't keep the spark in your marriage no matter what, so just let it go. The new book called The Dirty Half Dozen, 6 Radical Rules to Make Relationships Last. This guy did a 30-year study into relationships. He says all the traditional approaches to keep the magic alive will eventually burn out. He says you can't entertain each other forever. You just have to be together. He says, so to keep that kind of romance alive is frustrating marriages and causes people to break up because of their expectations of a Sir Lancelot-like existence. It says, don't fight fair, just don't fight. Give in. Most things in the relationship aren't worth fighting over. Don't talk about everything. Being totally honest usually makes things worse. There's another total aspect. That with the passage of time, it doesn't necessarily mean the relationship is over. It just settles into a different mode. Unless, of course, one of the other persons is oversexed. As Estelle was.
Estelle, are you listening to me? I wish you could have burned out. Unlike your wife, buddy, my ex-wife Estelle, unbelievable. I mean, you want to talk over sex. Her knees hadn't met in years. I mean, she was so oversexed. She had an answering cervix between her thighs. I mean, her kneecaps had landing lights. And toward the end, she wouldn't even tell me when she achieved climax. Because I wasn't around!
Houston, we have a booger.
Just don't wipe it on the radio, Bart. The Grease Man Show on Classic Rock.